So, Yvette Crosby, how's your breathing these days?
So good.
She's helped you, is that correct?
Tremendously.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
How in what ways has she helped you?
Well, you know, I'm a person who, I've been on a journey of self-reflection and awareness, and you know, the body is your first external, and I've done a lot of work, and you know, like all of us through life, there's aches and pains and there's accidents and there's things that are happening. But, you know, I've been really, really conscious about working with those things and working therapy. But I'd reached a point in my life where I felt really good, like clear, but I could feel something inside of me holding. I felt a holding. And it was like this little small thing that just felt like there was like something holding me back, holding me in, a tightness. You know, my whole life has been about what the next adventure into the unknown, always. And the most unknown thing, surprisingly for me, has been the physical experience. You know, I think as women, we're raised in a culture that has a lot, there's a lot of ideas that are put on us, or we take in about our bodies and what they should look like and what they should be like and how they should function. And I was very much at the mercy of that, I'll just say.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up, I was in the fashion industry for 12, 13 years, very high-profile fashion work and on television. And there's a lot of pressure in those fields.
Oh, yeah.
To have a certain look, a certain way of being. And it's not necessarily the way that everybody is made. So, you know, even before that, I had issues. I had eating disorder. I had a lot of issues around the body and around being I was in a very combative relationship with my body.
Uh-huh.
So the journey of self-awareness, that the pain of that actually is what spurred me on. It made me want to release myself from that and find out what is this and what am I doing. And so Denise has really been, her work has been the most recent work that I've done, and gosh, I'll probably tear up when I talk about it, but it was profound, really. I remember I was sitting at my hairdresser and she mentioned Denise's book and she said the words, issues in your tissues. And something just like in me, I felt like
it was an intuitive connection.
Like this overwhelming feeling of like, I have to know about this. Because what I could feel is that, you know, in consciousness, in our mind, in our awareness, it moves very fast. Things change quickly. Your attention moves, it changes. But in bodies, the physical matter is very dense. And so energy and things that get incorporated into the physical don't change rapidly. And my feeling was that whatever was holding had been there for a very long time, and it was held by the density of this physical being. And when I heard that there was someone who could help me in that way, I knew. And it's an interesting thing because my friend said to me, oh, well, she's very, very booked. It's sometimes hard to get an appointment. I thought, okay, I'll just trust. I called her. The only day she had was my birthday.
That's intuition.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
there.
When I knew.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
When I knew. It was like, oh, this is going to be good.
Well, it helps when your clients are really ready.
Yes. Yes.
It's true. It really is true. And I think sometimes you don't know you're ready until you hear something. I didn't know about this until somebody said issues in your tissues. And just hearing those words, I was like, oh, I can feel it. I knew it. And so, you know, I've done a lot of massage work. I've had a lot of body work. I've done breath work. I've done just about anything you can think of. I've done it and been very dedicated. But I've never had someone who could work so specifically with the body in an intuitive way. You know, massage is wonderful. It's incredible. And there are massage therapists who are very intuitive, but they don't speak it. And there's something about this work and having a practitioner who can voice what she's experiencing as she works on your body and engage you in the process. It's a very interactive process, and it's very it's not just like having a massage and zoning out. It's about being present with the energy that's in your body and your own experience, and having someone there who can facilitate that and kind of push you along to go more into the unknown of it.
Right.
It's
right.
Quite extraordinary, really.
So you felt that tension leaving?
Oh, massive changes, like rapidly. And things that, like, for one example, I had a knee injury for 10 years. And for 10 years, I have not want, I've just I wanted to avoid surgery. I just don't want to have my knee operated on.
Yeah.
And so I've done all chiropractic, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, you name it, I have done it. And everything would give me a little bit, you know, of help. I mean, it managed to help me continue to be able to walk and function well. But there was never really a big change in it would go right back. And this work, we didn't actually start with the knee. We just started, but I knew that was where the hold was, and I knew we would get to it. And it's amazing. I mean, until this work, my knee was always a little protruded and faced forward. It just never would straighten out. My leg wouldn't straighten out.
Yeah.
And it's almost straight now. I mean, and I can do things that I hadn't been able to do. I can walk. I walk 3 miles a day, every day now. I could never do that a year ago.
That's fantastic.
I couldn't handle it. It was too much stress on my knee and on my body. And it's been really quite extraordinary.
Could you give it a percentage? This is something, my work is so, in a way, subtle and sometimes nebulous. People want a percentage. They want some measurable quantity. And if you've got any kind of, I mean, even that's subjective, but any kind of number, I'd love to have a number.
90%?
Ooh, that's a great number.
It's a big number, but
really?
It really is true.
Wow.
I mean, and I could, and there's another, and the physical is one thing, but there's also a spiritual, emotional freedom that I felt. I feel space in myself in ways that I never felt before. Mm. I feel ease. You know, I always look like a person who had ease because I can put on a really good front. But inside, there was always stress and tension. And you know, that's part of being, I guess, like you said, I'm a type A personality. You know, it's all about getting it done and making it happen. And I lived a very fast, very exciting, creative life. But there was always this stress inside of me and this tension and a pressure all the time that I had on myself to conform a certain way. And that is what has gone. There is like this, like, a relaxing. The thoughts I used to have about what I had to do and what I needed to do and the pressure that I would put on myself physically and emotionally, it's not there. It has just like melted. Wow. But the difference is how I experience that life from the inside. Mm. You know, I'm more active than ever, more and busier than ever, but I don't feel the stress of it, and I don't have the tension, and it's quite extraordinary, really, to live. It's like living a different life.
And she didn't have to go back into your childhood, or
Oh yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Have to go back
there. I've gone back into my childhood a lot. I mean, I've gone back into every aspect of my life. There's no place I will not go, and if something comes up, I'm there because. I want to know. I wanted my freedom. And that came up very quickly. But we were able to go into those things looking at it from a different perspective. And having a person who's not just a therapist, not just talking to you about it, but actually working with your body, touching you, feeling the energy, that's quite different. That's a very different relationship, and it creates a space where so much more can come forward because it feels safer. Mm. It's so much more nurturing. It's a space where you know it's okay. And sometimes I didn't even have to say anything. Mm-hmm. There's a profoundness about connecting the physical with the mental mm-hmm. and the emotional, and a hands-on connection. There's something very different about that than just reading it, thinking it, feeling it.
Yeah.
It's having your body being touched in a conscious way and being with you. It's like being rebirthed,
right,
in a way. That's something that's kind of rare in our culture, conscious touch.
Conscious touch.
I mean, it
that's
really
right.
is different. I mean, well, a lot of us are touched, but to be touched and to have someone to be in the physical space with you who has intuition and whose absolute purpose is to be there with you and explore what's hidden in this physical being.
Yeah.
That's so different than anything any of us have ever experienced.
Good for you and good for all of us. Issues in Our Tissues, this is a book you can
share.
It's online, though.
It's
right?
online on Amazon. You can get it. You can download an electronic copy for Nook, for iPad, iTunes.
I have it on my Kindle.
Kindle.
You know, a lot of psychotherapy, I mean, it just goes on forever. You can just keep processing and processing and processing. One of the things I will say, you do get to a place with this work where you're done.
Mm-hmm. So this doesn't lead you on to the spiritual realm. You talked about physical, mental, intellectual.
Oh, yeah, intellectual. Spiritual's in there, too.
Well, for me, there's no separation.
All
it's
right.
all one.
Yeah.
But, in being a spiritual being in a physical body with a mental, a mind, and emotion, I mean, this is a lot of stuff coming together in one package. And then we've got all this external coming at us all the time. It gets really tight.
Tangled.
And tangled.
Yeah.
And to have a way to be able to kind of just separate it all a little bit and pull it out and create a little space and in a gentle way. You know, that's another thing I will say. The gentleness of this work is really profound for me. And I wanted to be at home. I wanted to be at home in my own body. And, you know, I'm here on Earth. I'm having this experience. It's like I don't want to feel like I don't belong or like I'm not supposed to be here or there's something wrong. And I think a lot of us deep down feel that. And it makes sense, you know?
Lovable. And yeah. Really, really what I'm doing more than anything is holding my arms out and sharing in love. I mean, it's coming through me, through my heart, through my hands. And I'm creating safe space to examine these very tender. Scary. It's scary to go back in and look at some of this stuff, but it's not like 10 years of psychotherapy. It's quick, fast, and with so much support. I mean, I'm kind of holding your hand while you go in there, and we go as slow or as fast as you're ready to go. Yvette's, as you can see, she's a go-getter, so she was ready to go quick, pretty quick.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that you'd have to. You know, I cry a lot, though. It's very moving at times. I didn't cry out of any pain at all or any sadness.
Release.
But
it's
release. It's energy moving. Exactly.
Yeah. Something about putting your consciousness. I notice if the light of your conscious mind goes onto something in a certain way, it starts to change immediately. Mm-hmm. It's very, very powerful. And, you know, as these energetic beings we are, we're much more powerful than we even think we are. And any kind of work like this is profound.
Yeah.
But for me, there's something just really special about a work that incorporated the mind, the heart, the physical body, the emotion, every part of it all at once and could engage. And all the parts of me, you know, the 7-year-old little girl, the 12-year-old, all of her who's still here. It, sometimes her voices aren't heard, and those voices got to be present. And even, I mean, we had some amazing experiences. Oh. I mean, it was wonderful.